The unbearable heaviness of being a lawyer arguing before the U.S. Supreme Court. Technicalities, states' rights, and health care. An epic legal battle gets down to business today. On this Tuesday, March 27th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone, on a chilly Tuesday morning in the Northeast. This is John Hockenberry here in Boston at our partner station, WGBH, and down in New York. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
Yesterday's technical arguments over who has the right to sue give way to the basic constitutional questions regarding health care in the U.S. Supreme Court. And we also have a look at another side of the Trayvon Martin case this morning. And we learn that doctors are divided on the new health care reform bill, and the bill is causing lots of divisions.
This is Aaron. I'm calling from Oklahoma. After today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, we will be one step closer to socialism.
That's Aaron's view. What's your view? 877-8-MY-TAKE or weigh in at thetakeaway.org. Let's check the morning's top headlines.
It is day two in arguments in front of the Supreme Court over the health care overhaul. Justices will hear arguments relating to that individual mandate and whether or not the federal government can require most Americans to buy health insurance or pay a fine. However, the court had to answer a key question on Monday about whether the lawsuit is premature and if challenges should wait until so-called penalties are assessed beginning in 2014. Justices seemed eager to move beyond that issue, and it showed in this exchange between Justice Samuel Alito and Solicitor General Don Verrilli.
General Verrilli, today you're arguing that the penalty is not a tax. Tomorrow you're going to be back, and you'll be arguing that the penalty is a tax.
A ruling on that legislation won't come until later this summer. We'll talk more in a few minutes.
President Obama acknowledges a strained relationship with Pakistan. He's meeting with the country's prime minister this hour at the Nuclear Security Summit in Seoul, South Korea. Meanwhile, the president is also calling for closer international cooperation when it comes to nuclear weapons. He said there would be grave consequences if terrorist groups got their hands on nuclear materials.
More nations have come to the table, not to talk, but to take action. As a consequence of this summit, more commitments will be made. As a consequence, more of our citizens will be safer from the danger of nuclear terrorism.
That two-day summit of world leaders wraps up today.
Civil rights leaders continue to call for the arrest of the man who shot and killed an unarmed black teenager in Florida last month. Even as new details about the case emerge, the parents of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin confirm he had been suspended from school for infractions ranging from suspicion of theft to possible marijuana possession. His mother spoke at a rally in Sanford.
They've killed my son, and now they're trying to kill his reputation.
Meanwhile, local police say the shooter, George Zimmerman, originally told them that Trayvon approached him and punched him in the face before slamming his head into the pavement. That's when he says he acted in self-defense.
Possible political story here. Support for the war in Afghanistan has dropped sharply over the past 4 months. A new poll from the New York Times and CBS News finds 69% of Americans believe the U.S. should not be at war in Afghanistan. That's up from 53% in November. The new low stretches across party lines and comes after a series of violent episodes and embarrassing setbacks for the United States. Pope Benedict XVI travels to Havana today. It's his second day in Cuba after being welcomed by President Raul Castro and holding Mass in the city of Santiago.
A wildfire in Colorado is being blamed for at least one death, and it's prompting the evacuation of 900 homes in canyons west of Denver. The fast-moving fire has already burned almost 5 square miles. And Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke signals he's inclined to keep interest rates at their current low levels despite recent economic improvement.
It's day two of the Supreme Court oral arguments on the health care reform bill. Coming up, a look at what we can expect from today's hearings. It's really the central argument about the Commerce Clause of the Constitution and whether the federal government has the right to force many Americans to buy health care coverage. We're going to check in with a woman who is very excited about today's arguments. She's been camped in line for 5 days down in Washington.